Screen Directors Playhouse. Stars, James Stewart, Jeff Chandler, Deborah Padgett. Production, Broken Arrow. Director, Delmar Daves.
Tonight, the Screen Directors Playhouse is pleased to present, transcribed, An Adventure Between War and Peace. Here is our adaptation of Broken Arrow, as James Stewart, Jeff Chandler, and Deborah Padgett recreate their original screen roles of Jeopard, Cochise, and Sonsiere. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the first act of Broken Arrow.
This is the story of a land, of the people who lived on it and fought a war in the year 1870, and of a man whose name was Cochise. He was an Indian, a member of the Chiricahua Apache tribe. This is his story and my story. I'm Tom Jeffords, and it happened just as you'll hear it, except that it's all in our language. And it began one night up in the Apache country, where I'd been prospecting for gold. I'd been asleep. I woke up to feel the hand on my throat and to see the Apache face in the moonlight.
Psst. Do not cry out.
Huh? What?
It is Juan from Tucson.
Juan? What the devil?
I'll find your place.
Yeah, scare the life out of me. What's a tame Apache doing in this country?
Message from Colonel Parnell, new commander at Fort Grant. He wants you.
Oh, no, no, I'm not in the army anymore.
He wants you, Captain Jeffords, to scout to make war on Apaches.
They never get enough, do they? Civil War, Indian War, they never get enough.
You'll come to Tucson tomorrow.
Oh, all right. I'll tell him myself.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
I go now. This very dangerous place for me.
Yeah, for both of us. All right, see you tomorrow. I don't think I slept anymore that night, but I guess I did. Because when I woke up that morning, I found I had a second Indian visitor. A boy lying on his stomach about 15 feet away from me. He had a knife in his hand. His arm was flung out in my direction. His back was a bloody mess. Buckshot. Well, Sonny, you're pretty badly off. Apache.
Walter.
Open your eyes, boy.
White eye. Kill.
Let go of that knife. I could have killed before. Here now. Drink.
Good water.
Yeah. You're lucky it doesn't spray out of your back like a sieve. See those wounds?
No.
What, are you afraid of pain?
Apache is never afraid.
All right, then let's have a look. Yeah, it's nothing serious. There's danger of infection. What's your name?
Machoke.
How many years has Machoke?
14.
Who shot you?
White Eyes.
You're on war party?
No, this is novice time for me. I learned to be a man. I take trips.
Ah. You would have been very proud to kill me.
Yes.
Too much killing. All right, I help you. Maybe sometime you help White Eye.
No, I kill.
14 years old. All right, let's boil some water for those wounds. The back, is it any better?
Little bit. I must go now.
It's still weak. Better wait.
No, I have been away long time. In the village, my mother is crying.
For you?
My brother and sister were killed at Big Creek. I am the only one. I think Piantini, my father, looks for me.
Ah. Well, then go with the gods.
I pray to the gods for you, White Eye.
Well, thank you, boy. I'll travel slowly. You remember your back.
Hey, that arrow. It is a warning. Here, stand back. Put away your gun. They could have killed. I don't trust them.
Where are they?
The gun. Give it to me. They see I am unharmed.
Here.
Come. This White Eye is my friend.
Since when does my son take a white man as his friend?
My father. He helped me.
To become a tame Apache?
See my back.
Johnson, I take your son. I will take the White Eye.
No. He healed me. Gave me water.
Why did you do this, White One?
He is a child.
He is an Apache. The hills, he says that we fight a war. Why did you not slay him?
Killing children isn't my way. I fought once in much war, between whites and against Indians. Now my stomach is full and sick of war.
You have spared my son. We will spare you this time.
But do not come again, White Eye. Never. I promise next time we kill.
As if it had never happened, I was riding my horse again, riding back to Tucson. I learned things that day. I learned that Apache mothers cried for their sons, that Apache fathers loved their children. And I learned that Apache men had a sense of fair play. It gave me a lot to think about and to talk about at Tucson.
Damn it! Just doesn't seem reasonable for Indians to act like that.
Well, that's the way it happened, Melt. Not just the saloon story.
Well, it's worth a drink on the house. Hey, O'Connor!
Hey, forget it. I've already got the dust in my mouth.
Jeffords? Couldn't help hearing. My name's Slade.
How are you?
Last week, the Apaches burned my home. My wife was in it.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're trying to make them out, gentlemen?
That's the way it happened, Mr. Slade.
Tom, there's Colonel Bernal. Probably wants you.
All right. I'll see you at the post office later, Melt. Colonel Bernal?
You're Jeffords?
I heard you wanted me, Colonel.
I want a good scout. I've just been given command of Fort Grant.
Well, congratulations.
My orders are to clean out Cochise. I'll need all the expert help I can get.
Uh-huh. Well, Colonel, there just isn't anybody that expert around here.
I can back you up, Jeffords. I have 250 fresh men, disciplined troopers.
That's very nice. Too bad they're going to be dead soon.
No, not this time. With the help of a few trained men like yourself, I'll have this war over in 6 months.
No, you won't, Colonel.
Now, see here, Jeffords, I know my business.
So does Cochise.
An ignorant savage.
Yes, he's ignorant. He can't even read a map, but he and his warriors know every coyote and cactus in Arizona.
My men are disciplined.
Disciplined? For the first time in Indian history, he's got Apaches from all the tribes fighting together under the same command. Colonel? I want to see an end to this war, too. But in 6 months, you'll be transferred just as another failure.
And I see I can't count on you.
Good day, Jeffords.
Jeffords?
Yes, Mr. Slade?
Just whose side are you on, anyway?
The side that'll end the fighting.
When Cochise started it, let him end it.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's get the facts straight. Cochise didn't start this war. A snooty little lieutenant started it. Flew a flag of truce, which Cochise honored. And under it, he hung Cochise's brother.
How's it ever going to end unless we kill them all?
It'll stop when one side just makes one small sign.
I'll make my sign with a rifle. What else is there? I got a sister in the East. She'll never even know what happened to us out here. Can't even send her a letter. Can't even get the mail through. And
yes.
You want to... I just want to stop it all. Just one small sign.
Warren.
You asked for me, Captain Jefford?
Yes, I need an Indian friend. Come on into the mail office, will you?
Hello, Tom. Warren?
Say, Melt, how long has it been since you've gotten the mail through Cochise's territory?
Months.
Well, you know, Melt, I'm not sure, but there may be a way to handle that mail with Warren's help.
What do you want?
I want you to teach me to speak Apache. Good.
What for?
Warren, I want to learn about Apache spirits. I want to learn Apache ways. Here in my head. And here in my heart.
No white man asked to learn these things. Why do you?
I want to speak with Cochise.
Tom, you're crazy.
I've been willing to look for gold in Cochise's territory. Now I'll take a chance on finding something else.
Cochise will not speak.
We'll send smoke signals to him.
He will not come.
I'll go to him.
To his stronghold?
Yeah.
Tom, you know Apaches. Torture. And...
I know Apaches. I met some yesterday. Cochise may talk. He may listen to reason about the males. That's the beginning.
It might be the end, too.
Well, Juan, will you help?
I will teach you. But I think it will end bad. I think Cochise will kill you.
I think so, too, Tom.
Well, what's another life in all this massacre? We'll start today, Juan. In a month, I want to be ready.
This is a radio network. It is a great web of contact, spanning this entire land, touching now and then all peoples at all times. From the farmer starting his day at dawn to the young girl at a party, radio reaches everybody, and radio advertising sells all markets. Not only can advertisers talk directly to you by using radio, but it costs them less than other methods. Yes, network radio is a bargain to advertisers. It is also the only way to reach a truly national audience with a human voice. Advertisers spend money with NBC because they wish to reach the greatest possible number of people for the least possible cost, and with the force and persuasion of the human voice.